Hello and welcome to the Kufi Minute. I'm your host, Kasim Hafiz. Kufi Minute. So this week we're going to be talking about the situation that occurred in Texas over the weekend. If you didn't read about it or hear about it, there was a hostage situation in a town called Coleyville, which is a suburb of Dallas, located around 60 miles northeast of Fort Worth. And what happened was on Saturday, there was a 12-hour standoff at Congregation Beth Israel Synagogue, where an armed man, who has since been identified as British national Malik Faisal Akram, 44, stormed into a synagogue, apparently was armed, but we're still waiting for more information and details to come out at the time of recording, and held four members of the congregation hostage. The congregation was doing online services for those who still weren't able to make it in person due to COVID. So there were four people in the synagogue and they were held hostage, one of those being the rabbi and three other people. The standoff lasted for 12 hours until the FBI rescue team, an elite hostage rescue team based in Quantico, Virginia, broke the siege, rescuing the hostages and killing the hostage taker. Now, a lot has been talked about the motivations, the whys. The hostage taker talked about wanting to free Afia Siddiqui, the Pakistani neurologist who was arrested for being involved with Al-Qaeda and attacking U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. She's currently serving, I believe, an 85-year prison sentence in a prison in Texas. And there's been much debate over the links to her and all these things. And I believe as the weeks and months go on, we'll find out more information and how this happened, the whys, and all these things. But I want to focus on something a little different, actually. I want to focus on the fact that once again, in the United States, a Jewish place of worship was held hostage. That once again, in the United States, a few weeks into 2022, Jews have to be fearful of just going to worship and pray. There's a quote from the rabbi at the synagogue in Texas, Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker, who his handling of the situation has been praised, rightly so. He said in an interview, "Since the Pittsburgh shooting a few years ago at the Tree of Life Synagogue, I think this is something that unfortunately is part of our lives now. It's a horrific recognition of the reality for so many Jews in our country. In this, the land of the free, the Jewish communities who are integral to this country are now seeing attacks, hostage takings, shootings as just part of life, of being Jewish and going to worship at a synagogue. When you go to church on a Sunday, how many of us think about needing security? How many of us are afraid that a gunman may come in and murder us? I mean, it's not something I think about, to be completely honest. But when I speak to my Jewish friends, this is a reality for them in America. When I speak to my Jewish friends who have children at Jewish day schools, this is a reality that they have to contend with. They have to have security. It's not an option. It's not a choice. Because history and recent history has shown that they have to have security. And if you know anything about cancer, it doesn't just stop one day. You have to take action against it. And we have to take that action. We have to stand with the Jewish community. And we don't have to just stand. We have to speak and take action. This is more than just doing a social media post. This is about making actual change. Thank you for joining us for this week's Kufi Minute. Be sure to subscribe and share with your friends. Until next time, for Zion's sake, do not remain silent. Kufi Minute.